Hello, everyone. Let's talk about gift of fat. Let me know y'all can hear me. Chat is up. How's everybody doing tonight? Okay, thank you, Teresa. Fix my old deal here. Y'all get me two nights in a row. Ooh, I gotta sneeze. Ooh. Oh, goodness. That wakes everybody up. Now we're ready. Susan, where are you in Arkansas? I'm in Arkansas. Hi, Miss Judy. All right, y'all. Russellville, awesome. I'm in Little Rock, not too far away. All right. So here's how this is going to work tonight. This is just Q&A, right? So with Q&A, I want you to put any questions you have in the Q&A box, which is down. I'm pointing at it right there on my screen. But it should be, if you're on your phone or if you're on your computer, it should be down in the bottom, Q&A box. So if you want me to answer any questions, I'm going to get them from the Q&A box. Y'all can ask me anything related to anything. But I did just hear, I've been keeping my nieces this afternoon, but I heard that Corinne went live and that she has finished the No BS recordings, the new No BS for 2020. So that's super exciting. If you'll have any questions about that, but it's just going to be an amazing, amazing, just next level training for all of us. And so I was in on the planning, and it's just amazing. So excited about that. And we've got Gift of Fat going. So this week, any questions y'all have about Gift of Fat? This is our first week, right? Yeah, because we finished November last week. So the way Gift of Fat works, it's really simple. There is a course, you know, on the website, right? Just like all of our other courses, handling the holidays, mastering relationships, all of that. There's a Gift of Fat. There's a workbook that you can print out, but it's only just a few pages. And what I love about Gift of Fat Month is that it's just so simple. It's just all about losing weight, and it's all about little actions you can do throughout the month to lose weight. And, you know, we call it Gift of Fat because we did it last July. And so people gifted fat to Corinne for her birthday in July. And so we decided to repeat it in December, obviously for the holidays. And so you all can gift your fat to Corinne. You can gift it to me. You can gift it to yourself, right? Anybody that you want to give fat away to during the holidays. So that's kind of where the name came from. And it says Challenge Yourself Month because it's just about kind of these little challenges. And I was listening to, there are a few videos on it that are on the website. So I was listening to those again today because I think the last time I'd listened was back in July. So it's really simple. It's all about the small actions that we do every day that add up to losing weight. And that's really how weight loss happens, right? It's just a series of small decisions that we make every day to make a plan. You know, it's four basics, right? To make a plan, to get our water in, to follow our hunger scale, to get our sleep in, but also some other things that you can do. And so what it's really focused on is tracking, you know, keeping track of all of these small actions throughout the month. So we want you to absolutely do a 24-hour plan every day and track all of your food, whether you followed your plan or not every day. And, you know, just fill in as much as you want to on those planner pages and assess, right? Assess at the end of the day. If you do have an overeat, do a recovery worksheet. We're all about learning from everything that we're doing, right? I was coaching a lot of people on that last night about some folks not doing recovery worksheets because they're seeing the same things over and over again. Maybe that's actually a learning experience right there, that you're thinking the same thoughts over and over again when you overeat. Maybe we need to look into those, right? So do your 24-hour plan, assess it, do recovery worksheets, and then also that habit tracker, y'all. That habit tracker is so, it's so simple, but it's so amazing when at the end of the month or the end of the week, you can look back at it and visually see your progress on one piece of paper. I love it when we started doing that. And it's all about, you know, we're all about actions, right? We're all about the action line this month with, you know, all the four basics, but also these weekly challenges. And it's just all about, you just keep going, right? You just stay with these simple actions for the month. Just prove to yourself that you can make a commitment and follow through on it. So, and then not beating yourself up when you're not absolutely perfect at it, right? So I was looking through this little workbook and it's real simple. It's got a little checklist of all the stuff that we ask you to do. And it's literally like your 24-hour plan, fill out the habit tracker, schedule movement on your calendar for all 30 days, or I guess it's 31 days in December. And the movement thing is super simple. We just say any kind of movement, housekeeping, yoga, dancing, walking, running, just a minimum of 3 times per week and a minimum of 10 minutes. That is just like such an amazing way to just kind of introduce movement into your schedule if you haven't been doing it consistently, and just keeping it very, very simple. And just deciding that it's enough right now, right? If you haven't been doing consistent exercise, just follow the, I'm a big rule follower. Just, we tell you exactly what to do right here. So that's part of it. And then watch the videos and the replays. If you're on here now, you're already doing that. And then the other thing that I think is so huge is this goal and commitment worksheet that is in here in the little workbook. I just look back at it and I'd filled it out for July and I'd kind of forgotten about it that I filled it out. And so it's so interesting to kind of read through. I mean, that was almost 6 months ago, y'all, which is crazy. And I just kind of went back and I want to fill it out again now and see what's changed. And there's a little section where you write a letter from your future self and it says, what does your future self want you to know right now as you start this challenge? And I think any opportunity to get in touch with your future self is so, so valuable. So fill out that little commitment worksheet. And then the last things are the bonus challenges, which I'll talk about in a second, and working with your accountability groups. Y'all, oh my gosh, the accountability groups. Shout out to Heidi Severson. She is rocking it in the Facebook group, on the website, of getting people together for accountability groups. So why don't y'all, somebody said bad connection, but I think I'm doing okay. Why don't y'all do a shout out in the chat for your accountability groups? I love to see all the names of the groups. It's so much fun to see what y'all named yourselves. So do a little shout out in the chat if you want to. So the last thing are these weekly bonus challenges. PNP besties, love it. Tall tribe, I know it. These bonus challenges every week. And so this week is no eating after dinner. The kitchen is closed, right? That's one of my favorite things to work with people on, is to close that kitchen after dinner, right? So if you have any questions about, oh my gosh, it's just like the chat is blowing up with all the accountability groups. Awesome. So how is that going this week, right? If you have any questions about no eating after dinner and how all that's going, put that in the Q&A. So I've got a good group of Q&A questions now, but now I just want to look at all the names. Awesome Blossoms, Mini Hoes, Queens of the Street. I want to know what that's about. All right. Love it, love it, love it. Yeah, so and the thing about no eating after dinner, if that's not a thing for you, if that's not something that you really need to work on, And that's kind of the way I am. I'm not a big eating after dinner person, but it's like from, someone said from like 4 to 5 or between lunch and dinner, that's my time. That's my witching hour is around 3, 4, something like that. So if it's not after dinner, then just work on not eating during that time when you may sometimes overeat or eat like a snack when you're not really hungry and that kind of stuff. So you can always adjust any of these challenges to your, you know, to what you really want to work on. So just make it work for you, right? Tailor it to you. Okay. Oh yeah, afternoon delights. It's one of my faves. All right. Love it. Okay. Let's get to some questions. And y'all, I'm not coaching tonight. So don't raise your hand. I'm just doing Q&A. And so I'll just stay here as long as y'all got questions. So love this first question. When will the new no BS. I was listening to Corinne today and she kept saying no new BS or something. When does the new no BS program drop? So like I said, Corinne said she finished the recordings today and we've got to get it, you know, all set up on the website and stuff like that. But I am predicting the last week of December sometime, because I know that, don't quote me on that, because I really do not know for sure. It may be earlier, because I have heard that we want you all to look at it and to, you know, to start going through it and to see if there's anything that we might need to adjust or something. So I think as soon as we can get it up, we're going to roll it out to you all. And I was listening to a call today and Corinne was talking about, you know, when that program drops, then the old no BS is taken off the website, right? Because we don't want to have, you know, two of the same program on there. So, and this program is just blown out, enhanced, totally, it's totally designed a different way. There's 4 phases. And let me see if I can remember the phases. The basics, I think it's just called the basics. There is, the second one is called thinking. I think we're going to call it thinking thin. So it's all about the thought work. The third one is all focused on overeating. And I don't remember what it's called. And then the fourth one is all about maintenance. And so, you know, for some of you all and for people that join, they may not go through the fourth phase, you know, for a while until they've lost all their weight. But I'm so excited about having that phase for our members who are, you know, already at their goal weight, right? And, you know, have kind of some unique things that they want to work on. So, yeah. So just in the next few weeks, you'll know, you'll hear, right? We'll be sending stuff out. Keep an eye on the Massive Action line. So excited. Can't wait for y'all to see it. Okay. Where do we find all the information to start I see GOF and I think Game of Thrones because I see the GO. Gift of Fat. Good question. Okay. Let me post a link to direct link in the chat to the course. And let's see. There it is. If you go to bonus courses on at pmptribe.com, you will, oops, that wasn't right. Hold on. There it is. All right. Okay. I put it in the chat there. So that's the direct link to the Gift of Fat course. And like I said, there's just a really small workbook that's just about 4 or 5 pages. And then there are all the videos that they're the same as July. And so we're just doing the same weekly challenges. There's an intro video, what to expect and how to use the challenge. And then there's the 5 weeks, because we've got 5 weeks in December. And so week one is no eating after dinner or whenever you want to work on that. Week two will be 16 ounces of water and movement. So we're going to be getting up and drinking 16 ounces of water, right, you know, right when you get up, and then focusing on movement that week. Week three, we're going to be working on daily leveling up your food, if that's something that you need to work on. And these are all optional, right? And week four is, oh my gosh, that's the other thing, is the I Am Worth It Daily Challenge. So that's the last page in the workbook. And it is just a blank page. And you write each day five reasons, because there's 35, it goes down to 35. You write five reasons why you are worth taking care of yourself. So five for each day. So 35 total. And you can't repeat. So that was an amazing exercise. Y'all can see I did not do it last month or in July. So I'm committed to doing it. Y'all gotta call me out on that. That is an amazing list, right? That you can just refer back to again. Yeah. So, okay. Oh, wait, y'all, sorry. My chat is set to only all panelists. I hate it when it does that. Okay. There's the link. Y'all should be able to see it now. Sorry, y'all. I always tell y'all be sure your chat is set to all panelists and attendees. It's like the default setting is just all panelists. And so I only see your chat. And so just be sure that's set. I hate that it defaults to just panelists. Anyway, we're working on that. We're working on changing that setting. Okay. Next question. This month I've moved to New Jersey and next week I start a new job. I can't seem to stay on track with writing a plan. Okay. Why? Right? Because what can happen, you know, with all these things that you've got going on, your plan can actually be like an amazing gift to you right now. Because you've got a lot of other stuff to think about other than food right now, right? You're moving, you got a new job. So let's just decide the food, keep it super simple, and do a plan every day. And for you, if you're moving, you know, and you don't have anything in your kitchen or whatever it is, just, okay, breakfast is going to be a Egg McMuffin. Lunch is, you know, a salad from, you know, Nukes or something, and dinner is we order pizza and I have two pieces, right? I mean, it does not have to be super complicated, and it can be such a, you know, a load off, right? If you just got your food decided, or if you don't know what you're going to be doing, you don't know where you're going to be since you're moving and all of that, just make a plan and say, okay, I'm just going to follow my hunger scale today. And I'm going to be sure and get my water in. So this is a time where you can just practice keeping your plan really simple. Doesn't have to be super detailed, and it can be such a gift to you right now. This month is all about the gifts, right? All these little actions that we're doing this month, they're all like little gifts to us that we get to unwrap every day. Okay. Lisa, when we tally our weight loss this month, are we starting on our normal weigh-in day? Or the actual calendar day of December 1st. It's up to you. You know, it's up to you. Don't overthink it, right? We just kind of want, you know, we're never exact around here, right, with numbers. So if you wait on December 1st, then you can start there. Or you can count, you know, from last Friday. And then if you want to, you know, I'm not sure what day the last day of the month is this month. But if you want to wait until the end of the month to weigh in and just have a full total, or you can just weigh in on the last Friday. So either way is fine. Danielle, the do 20 squats, push-ups, crunches scares me a bit. I found modified YouTubes for squats and push-ups. Is there such a thing as a modified crunch? That's a good question. I'm not a super, what do y'all think in the chat? A modified crunch. There's definitely, I would just Google like, modified, ab exercises or modified abdominal exercises or something like that. There's a, what's it called? When you get down on the floor, I just did it this morning. It's not a bridge. It's a, you know, when you get down on the floor on your feet and your hands and knees, plank. Oh my gosh. It's a plank. So a plank is really good. But again, Danielle, just start where you are. If you just want to start with the squats and the push-ups, the modified, then that's fine too. Let's see what somebody said. Crunch sitting up in a chair, right? Because you can like sit in a chair and then you can just bend over. You can like bend over and work your abs. I mean, I actually worked my abs yesterday morning and they're sore. And just doing this movement, I can feel it. I can feel that they're working. So that's a great idea. I love that I get to do chair crunches on the call. Yes, modified plank is another one. Just Google that. That's where you're probably on your knees and maybe your elbows or your hands, and you're doing that. That would be a great thing to post in the Facebook page as well for ideas, because there's all kinds of people that maybe have, you know, back issues or just, you know, some sort of physical limitations going on, and they modify exercise all the time. And actually, even better would be the exercise subgroup where you could post in there. Let's see. Okay. Tara, I have found that while doing this first week challenge, not eating after dinner, that I am intentionally trying to eat dinner later out of fear that I can't eat after dinner. Super interesting, right? I'm still on plan and I have complied with the week one challenge. My question is this later eating making the challenge a bad habit or watering down the challenge? Hopefully this makes sense. I think if you're asking that question, Tara, I want you to, you've got some fear going on. Right? I mean, you've changed your schedule because you're scared. You're scared of something. You're scared. You said out of fear that I can't eat after dinner. So whenever I'm scared of something, you know, whenever we're scared of something, it's probably something we need to face. Right? So tonight or tomorrow night, I want you to go ahead and eat your dinner at the regular time. And I want you to sit with some discomfort because, yeah, I think you're watering down the challenge. You're taking the easy way out, right? And I want you to sit with some discomfort of not being able to eat. That's what this challenge is about, right? And I mean, and that's how you build a new habit, is allowing the urge to overeat and you don't eat. And you know you'll be okay, right? Corinne talks about that. Be sure and listen to the video, the week one challenge video. She talks about that. She talks about how, you know, we're going to be okay if we don't eat anything after dinner, even if we get a little hungry, right? It's totally okay to go to bed a little hungry. And I'm right there with you. I used to have a huge fear of being hungry. And, you know, thinking hunger was an emergency and that I was going to pass out or, you know, my blood sugar was going to bottom out or whatever. And I had to really practice facing those fears and getting a little overly hungry sometimes, and just to be able to prove to myself that I would always be okay. So that's what I want you to do for the rest of the week. Okay, Melinda, I tracked data for the last 3 months in prep for April camp. Awesome. That is awesome, Melinda. Let's see. So you made plans 82%, follow plans 24%, assess plans 84%. Water is about 80%, sleep 71%, 2 to 2 all day. So this is what I want you to do. And you've lost 23 pounds. That's amazing, Melinda. This is what I want you to do. I want you to take one of those and focus on it this month, right? I want you to, you know, it could be following the plans. It could be just you want to up the making the plans, you know, a few percentage points. I want you to focus on one of those. I mean, you know, you can do the gift of fat stuff too. Or you may want to wait until January, you know, if you're already into the gift of fat stuff. But that's the beauty of these habit trackers, is that you can just look at each area and say, okay, I think I want to up, you know, you can always do more than one. But I just think it's best just to start simple and start small. And then you can always build from there and just focus on, okay, which one do I want to level up on a little bit this next month? So yeah, awesome. Okay, Christy, with regards to romantic relationships, how can you tell that it's time to end it? I think with this model, it's great in a normal relationship, but what about when your partner is a true narcissist or abusive? How can I be certain it's him and not me? Okay, so Christy, I want to be sure that you've gone or you're going to go through the relationships, the Mastering Relationships course. And this is definitely something I would recommend you get on a coaching call about. But here's the deal. A relationship is always you, because all a relationship is with someone else is the thoughts that you have about them. So right now, if you're thinking that they are a narcissist and that they are abusive, is that the kind of, you know, is that the, are those the kind of thoughts that you want to have about someone that you're in a relationship with? Right? That's something I want you to think about. And, you know, it's, again, it's not a matter of, is it him or is it me? It's basically always up to you if you want to stay in the relationship. And, you know, and it's always up to you in terms of what thoughts you have about the person in that relationship. So, you know, and there's also no such thing as a normal relationship, right? All relationships are just relationships. And like I said, right now you're thinking that he is a narcissist and abusive. And those are the thoughts that you have. You can change those thoughts if you want to, or you can leave. Or you can keep those thoughts, right? I mean, you have different options. But what I really want you to do, I want you to focus on Mastering Relationships course. There's also a section in there on setting boundaries. And so I want you to read that as well. And then if you have more questions, I want you to go to Ask Coaches and or get on a coaching call and talk more about it. Okay. So Melinda, okay, so you said you're starting to feel overwhelmed on what to do next. Melinda gave us all of her stats, and so I answered that question, where it's just focus on one. Just focus on one area that you want to up maybe 5 percentage points for the next month. Just keep it simple. Okay, Kim, I'm a September newbie and lost about 40 pounds. Awesome. However, this past week, I've had to do more recovery worksheets since I've started the program, and today I ate quite a bit of chocolate at work. I was up at 4 a.m. this morning, not enough sleep last night, and I often feel tired by the time I get home at 5:30 to 6. Any tips on helping me? Because I do wonder if, given my age and weight, maybe I'm expecting too much energy from myself. I'll make evening plans to exercise after work and change my mind by 5 p.m. due to fatigue. With the exception of today, I normally go off plan at night. Okay, so let's see. I don't know if, you know, your age and weight has anything to do with your fatigue, but maybe you might want to try moving your exercise to the morning to see if that helps. I mean, it sounds like you're up early anyway, so maybe you could get some exercise. I mean, I know I like to exercise in the morning. And I'm just, you know, I've just got more energy, and, you know, that gives me a lot less time to make any kind of negotiations or excuses in my mind to not exercise, right? And so I wouldn't question, you know, your age or your weight. I would just, maybe just exercising in the evening is just not what's best for you. And that's okay. You know, that's just, people are different. And with having to do warm recovery worksheets, it's not a big deal, right? There's so, I think about, like, I was on vacation last week in New York City. I ate and drank all the things. I gained some weight. I decided that this time I was going to not make a big deal. I had to do a bunch of recovery worksheets, right? I didn't make a plan a couple of days. And I just decided, okay. So, you know, Thanksgiving was last week, right? I mean, we had a holiday. And so maybe it's okay. And I'm not even gonna say maybe. It is okay that there are just times when you're overeating more than other times. It's up to you what you make that mean. And you don't have to make it mean anything. You can just say, okay, I've had a couple of extra overeats this week. I've had to do several recovery worksheets. That's the ebb and flow of weight loss and maintenance of life, right? And so I'm not going to make it a big deal. I'm not going to make it mean that, you know, I mean, when I came home and I weighed myself, my brain immediately wanted to go to, oh, well, here comes all your weight back. You know, you knew you couldn't do this, right? Because I'd gotten a little bit above my, you know, my average range that I like to stay at. That's where my brain went first. And it always does, and it probably always will. And then I backed the train up and I said, no, you know, brain, this does not have to be a big deal. I know exactly what to do to lose this again. And I mean, I've already lost a few pounds. A lot of it was just, you know, bloat from the airplane and from, you know, eating things. And it's just like, I have proven to myself, and you can as well, that you know exactly what to do to get back on track, make a plan, make a realistic plan, and just get back at the four basics. So that's where I want you to, where want your head to be. Okay. All right, Betty, I've been curious about the hunger scale and if you mark that you follow it, even if you have an off-plan eat. My first thought is you would not have followed the hunger scale because of the off-plan eat, but do not want to be overthinking this. Good question, Betty. So basically, you may have an off-plan eat, but you still followed your hunger scale, right? Because let's say you didn't plan a snack for today, and but you got hungry, you got to a negative two in the afternoon, so you ate something. And so you have an off-plan eat, and so you do a recovery worksheet on that, but you still followed your hunger scale. So you could still check your hunger scale on your plan. But I'm glad you said, you know, you just don't want to be overthinking this, because just that can get us into trouble, right? And it's really, it's a lot about perfectionism. I like to call myself a recovering perfectionist. When you start overthinking stuff, that means you're trying to, for me, that means I'm trying to make it perfect, which does not exist. So yeah, so just don't overthink it, but just, you know, if you followed your hunger scale, and you know, if you had an overeat, right? And so it could, there can be a day where you did follow your hunger scale, but you didn't, but you did have an overeat. So you ate off plan if you didn't plan enough food. Ala, what do the new recovery worksheets look like? Will there be two short and long? No, there's going to be one discovery worksheet, I think we're going to be calling it. And so we're not going to have the short one and the long one. And I am literally working on it right now to hand over to Corinne. And so we don't even know exactly how long it's going to be, but we're working on it right now. So it's going to be kind of tightened up. Probably a little bit shorter than the ultimate recovery worksheet, but probably still two pages. I don't know if we can get everything on one page. So, Catherine, remind us how to get access to Queen's Club, because I'm getting there by Christmas. Awesome. Go to community. So go to pnptribe.com, click on the, or do the drop down box for community. And you will see register for Queen's Club. Let's see, when the new NoBS is released, will we have to reinstall a new NoBS podcast? Carol Ann, I don't think you'll have to reinstall a new podcast. We will just take the old, we'll reinstall just the NoBS, all the audios in there. So we'll explain all of that when it comes out. Just check your massive action line. It'll be in there. Or if you have any questions, you can always email support. But I don't think you'll have to reinstall. I think they will just appear there like magic. Sadie usually does all of that when new courses and stuff come out. And, you know, you don't have to reinstall then. So I think it'll be fine. But if you do for some reason, we will let you all know all that and explain to you exactly how to do that. But I don't think you'll have to reinstall it. Judy, I'm new to an accountability group. How do we best work with our accountability group? Okay, amazing question. Judy, if you are in the Facebook group, there was an amazing post from Bobby Ritchie. Just go into the Facebook group and search for Bobby Ritchie. And she did a series of posts in Facebook all about how to best utilize accountability groups. And so I'm trying to think if maybe I could find that in the Facebook group, but I don't know. I don't want to take the time to do that right now. But then that's just another, that's an amazing thing to just ask in the Facebook group. But Bobby Ritchie is, if you want to just tag her, she, you know, she is just done, has done some amazing stuff. And then also Heidi Severson, who is, who works for us and is working on putting together a bunch of accountability groups right now. You could tag her as well. And she can give you a bunch of ideas. So, and that's really what we're, and we're also actually literally there's a call tonight with several of the accountability group members and Corinne and Kathy. And I think maybe Missy is in that, on that call and maybe happening right now. Maybe it's happening at 6:00, where they are actually getting a bunch of ideas. And so we are organizing all that information and it's going to be available to you all. I don't know if it's going to be a course or just, a document that we have for you all, because we know that there's so many of the accountability groups that are doing amazing things and we want to be able to capture all of that. And so we're working on a more kind of documented system of the best way to take advantage of accountability groups. But for now, just post in the Facebook group for ideas and tag Bobby or Heidi or both of them. Sarah, I realize I'm negotiating with myself to eat off plan. What are some things to do to stop that? So you just got to shut it down, right? I mean, the first step is awareness, which you've got. You realize that you're negotiating with yourself, your brain. And I think the key is to not think that something is going wrong when you hear the negotiation starting. Because a lot of times we can, you know, when we hear that, it's like, oh, here I go again. You know, this always happens. There's something wrong with me. This is so hard and all of that kind of stuff, right? No, it's totally normal because your primal brain is always looking for an excuse to eat, to overeat. And so it gets so creative sometimes on, you know, looking for justifications and excuses to overeat. And so that's what all this negotiation is about. But we know that primal brain is not in charge, right? It doesn't have to be in charge. We can be in charge with our prefrontal cortex, the other part of our brain, that can override that negotiation and say, no, we've made this plan and our goals are more important and we're going to sit with a little bit of discomfort. This is when you remind yourself of your compelling reasons and all of that. And you just shut down that negotiation. It's like, no, this isn't happening. I'm following my plan. And yeah, it's going to feel like ass. That's, you know, I love it when Corinne talks about that, right? I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you, right? It's not going to feel great at first because you're used to giving into that negotiation. And eating. But if you want to do something different, you got to do something different, right? And it doesn't feel great at first to do something different, but it's totally worth it. And it does get easier over time. Okay. Let's see. Anonymous. How do you best advise or offer support to fellow accountability partners that are really struggling to show up and have deep issues of pain and frustration and want to quit? So I think it's, you know, it's showing up how you want to, but also recognizing that, you know, everyone here is responsible for themselves, right? And so if they aren't showing up, you know, that's their choice, right? And we can't make anybody do anything that they don't want to do. But you can definitely refer them to Ask Coaches. You can refer them to a coaching call. And, you know, you can have them, encourage them to post in the Facebook group for support. But, you know, it's, and then you get to decide how you want to show up. But ultimately, they're responsible and they, you know, they get to decide what they want to do. And, you know, and if your accountability, if, you know, if being in that accountability group isn't serving you because people aren't showing up, and this is something else we're really going to be training everyone on with this, all this accountability information that we're getting with the groups is it may be time to leave the group, right? This being in PNP and this weight loss journey is your opportunity to be selfish, right? And to do, I mean, and when I say selfish, I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, I'm kind of joking. Like, it's, we have got to practice putting ourselves first. And a lot of you all as moms and wives and employees, right? Teachers and nurses and all this kind of stuff, you're used to putting everybody else first, your dogs before yourself, right? And with weight loss, this is an amazing opportunity for you to practice putting yourself first. And if that means needing to leave an accountability group that just really isn't serving you, then that might be the case. But it may not, right? You may want to stay in, and you want your role to be supporting other people, and that's okay too, but you've got to decide what you want. And then, you know, refer those people. If you want to support them and do the best you can supporting them, then that's fine. If you want to refer them to other resources, do that as well. Yeah. Susan, I'm struggling with the plus two. I really seem to blow right past it. For example, I had a salad and taco soup for lunch. I didn't eat all the soup, but I was clearly a plus five about 15 minutes after finishing. So it sounds like you may be eating distracted, eating too quickly. And so Coach Kathy has, I think we're calling it the Coach Kathy method now, where you focus on eating half of your food. I mean, just half of everything, right? Half your salad, half your soup. And then really stopping for a good amount of time, you know, at least a minute or two, if not longer, to really assess your hunger and decide if you need to eat more. And then if you do think you need to eat more, you eat half of what is left. And then you just keep doing that. And that will really help you slow down, help you really dial into your, you know, your body, really check in with your body. So just be sure that you're eating totally undistracted. You're eating very, you know, slowly, right? Chewing your food really well. That's just good for digestion too. And I love eating with the non-dominant hand, because that forces you to slow down and forces you to focus more on your food. That's like such the best idea ever. And so, yeah, so it's just... But also, just overall with the hunger scale, y'all, it is just going to be a lifelong process of figuring it out. I still overeat sometimes. I still, you know, get overly hungry sometimes. And so the hunger scale is just always going to be a process of, you know, of trial and error and being okay with it not ever being like totally figured out, and being okay with that. Right? Just always being just a something that you practice and that you're never going to be perfect at. And that's okay, because you can absolutely lose weight and keep it off. I'm living proof, without being, you know, ever having the hunger scale totally figured out. Allison, is there anything different from this Gift of Fat versus the one from July? New videos or worksheets? No, it's all the same. So the bonus course page is the very same. The videos are all the same. And then we're just doing, videos throughout this month, like this video, this Q&A. And then Kathy did a call on Monday about putting yourself first. Speaking of, on Monday, and she did some coaching and stuff. And so, yeah, so it's all the same. And the workbook is the very same, everything. We really, we did that on purpose so that we could, you know, use this course over and over again, just at different months. We'll probably just continue doing it in July and December. I don't know that for sure, but, Corinne always loves to do it in July for her birthday. So, okay. Christy, I did go through mastering relationships. I'm just getting steamrolled by this guy. He cheats on me, lies to me, and doesn't contribute. So those are all your thoughts about him, Christy, right? Those are all your thoughts. I'm getting steamrolled by him. How does that feel? Right? So it's up to you what you want to do. Right? When Corinne coaches people on relationships, and speaking of relationships, y'all don't forget about the Transforming Relationships Weekend with Kathy and Corinne in March. It's March 6th through 8th. There's still openings. It's a weekend of focusing on a relationship, either with yourself or with someone else. That would be amazing for you, Christy, right? Be amazing for anyone, because you can focus on any relationship with you, that you want, including the one that you have with yourself. But it's all about when Corinne coaches someone on relationships, a lot of times her first question is, okay, do you want to stay with this person or not? Right? And a lot of times, just asking yourself that, kind of just letting your gut kind of answer, that really helps you a lot. But yeah, you have a lot of thoughts about this guy. And it's basically asking yourself, okay, is this the kind of relationship that I want to be in, where I have thoughts of these kind of thoughts? And it doesn't have to, it doesn't have to be that, is it me or is it him? You just get to decide, do you want to be in this relationship or not? And you don't have to even give a reason, right? I mean, you always get to do what you want to do. Other people get to have opinions about it, right? We all do things. People judge us. But we're always, we always have free will, right? To do whatever we want to do. To stay or to go. And then other people get to have opinions about it. We don't get to control how they, how they react or how they feel about it. So with that information, what would you want to do? That's what I want you to think about and journal about. Tracy, tell me more information about your hunger scale. And feel free to get on a coaching call. But again, this isn't a coaching call. This is just Q&A. But feel free to, or go into Ask Coaches and really just lay out what's going on with your hunger scale. And I mean, it's just a really good exercise just to write it all out, what's going on, and then they can help you there as well. So either or. Laura, is it okay to pitch old journal pages and stuff if making sense of the data would take tons of time? Is working from sort of an informed experience blank slate okay? I would ask you, Laura, so what if it takes tons of time to go through all your old journal pages? I mean, you can absolutely do whatever you want to do, but, it just depends on kind of what's important to you. If you want to keep that data and learn from that data, then for me, it wouldn't matter how long of time, much time it took. I would want to just keep it and dedicate some time to it. If you think that you can, lose weight from this informed experience blank slate place, that's okay too. There's no right answer. But I'm just curious why it's such a big deal that it would take tons of time. I mean, if weight loss is important enough to me and I believe that having all that old data is going to help me lose more weight, then it's not going to matter how much time it takes. I'm going to dedicate that time to it because I want to lose weight. So, but again, I don't know if that's what you want to do or if that's what's important to you. I have found that keeping my old data, I haven't kept all of it, but I keep it. And then at some point I go back and review it and see what I can learn. And then I toss it. So it's not like I've got, years of data collected, but I do see it as valuable, but that's me, right? I see it as valuable. I learn from it and then I toss it. But I do take that time. So it's just up to you to decide if that's a priority and that's how you want to spend your time. But I do think it can be valuable. So just kind of think about that. But it's always interesting. Like I always say, if you're asking a question, then it's something that you need to kind of make a decision on, right? And it's something that you, and it sounds like you're looking for me to tell you what to do, right? You're looking for me to tell you what the right answer is. And I'm not going to, because I don't know. Because I don't know what you think you can learn from that data, if anything. You know? So it's up to you. Okay. Catherine, my plus two has shifted to where I need less food. I TDL'd and common thought is this is too little food and I ate to plus three. Advice? Yeah, I mean, as you lose weight, you're going to need less food. I mean, that's a biological, scientific thing, whatever you want to call it, right? You're going to need less food the more weight that you lose, the less that you weigh. And so, you know, for you, it sounds like the thought, this is too little food, is not working for you. So how do you want to think about it instead? You know, do you want to lose more weight? Do you want to maintain your weight? Then it's probably going to be taking less food. So how do you want to think about that? That will lead you to following your hunger scale and not overeating like you have been. You know, you may need to just let your brain throw a fit, and you said you've TDL'd, so it sounds like probably you have, right? You let your brain get all of it out, and then you maybe revisit your compelling reasons for wanting to lose weight and keep it off, and you decide that those are more important than getting to eat as much food as you've been able to. So come up with a thought where it's like, I mean, it's actually a good sign, right? It must mean that if you need less food, that means you're losing weight probably. So it's, but yeah, it's just, you know, our brain wants things to just stay the same, right? And so when we have to eat less food, it's going to throw a fit. That's totally normal. Nothing's gone wrong. And then you just decide that, okay, I guess this is what it takes for me to keep losing weight. And that's what I want. So here we go. Let's, you know, and you can serve yourself, you know, a smaller plate and things like that to kind of trick your brain a little bit. But in the end, you know, you're just gonna, that's just the way it works, is that you got to eat less food. Okay. Any other questions before we get out of here? Oh, thank you. Somebody, let's see. Let me look at the chat real quick. Old data is the roadmap, new data. I love that, Laura. Thank you for posting the link to Bobby Ritchie's accountability group tips. That's in the chat. So if y'all see that, you just click on that link. Yep, there it is. Yes. Love it. So I will include that in the show notes of this call. Let's see. If there's anything else. Someone said, gosh darn it, you're exactly right. All right, there's one question in here. It says, I found myself out and about. I got hungry, -4, but had no planned food with me. Do you eat out -2 to +2 and go off plan, or wait till you get home till planned foods are available? So it's up to you, right? I mean, you put it in the Q&A. Okay, Deanna. Okay, Deanna, you've got a question too. Okay, I'll answer your question too. Christy says, you know, she's out and about and she found herself at a -4, but she hadn't planned to eat out, right? And so she said, you know, or she didn't have any planned food with her. So does she eat out, or does she go home, you know, and go off plan, or wait until she gets home? And, you know, there's no right answer available, right? I mean, there's no right answer to that question. It's really up to you what you want to do. You know, it would be an amazing experience for you to practice being at a -4 and just practicing being okay with that until you got home, right? I mean, we want to follow our plan most of the time, right? I mean, if we can. And so this could be an opportunity for you to say, okay, I'm at -4, but I'm going to be okay. Not going to die or get pregnant. If I just get a little overly hungry, I'm going to practice, you know, sitting with this discomfort. And then I'll just wait until I get home to eat. You know, that, and then you follow your plan. But then if you decide to eat out, then you are off plan and you do a recovery worksheet and you learn from that as well. So there's no right answer. Y'all got to decide. But here's the thing. You never have to beat yourself up. You never have to think that anything you do is wrong or anything you do is bad, because you're always, you know, we always say you're either succeeding or you're learning around here. And I see learning as success too. So if you decided to eat out and you did a recovery worksheet, you're probably going to learn some things, and that's success too. So it's just, either way, there's no right or wrong answer. But we just don't want y'all adding like a layer of judgment on top of these decisions that you're making, because that's when the overeating really kicks in, right? So someone said, go buy some water. Yeah. And just drink some water. You'll be okay, right? I mean, we have plenty of fuel on board to last us until you get home. And I mean, I have gotten to the point where I'm fascinated by my hunger. Like when I, you know, I'm somewhere and I just can't eat, I'm even like feeling some hunger right now. I'm feeling a little bit of a headache coming on, and it's just like, well, that's interesting. Probably need to eat here pretty soon. But that's just taking practice, right? And you got to prove to yourself that you'll be okay. Because until you do that, you're going to constantly live in fear of what might happen if you get overly hungry. And I mean, I was that way for a long time. I just thought I was just going to like pass out when I was driving or something like that, right? But I had to just do it. And I had to feel the discomfort. And then my brain was like, oh, maybe this isn't as big of a deal. So you could take advantage of that opportunity for sure. Okay, Deanna. Mixed feelings about letting go of relationships with certain family members. Not sure if I should, but I know I don't feel good around them. Okay, so I want you to definitely do some journaling on that, like I said, and review that Mastering Relationships course, or go through it if you haven't already. Because like I said, I mean, you said you don't feel good around them. What is the feeling? What is the specific feeling? We think about the model, right? You don't feel good, so what do you feel? And that comes from a thought, right? And all a relationship is our thoughts about that other person. So really work on uncovering those thoughts that you have about them and just deciding, okay, you know, I want to work on my thoughts around this person. But here's the thing. I mean, you know, you can let go of the relationship or not, right? And you can change your thoughts about the person. But you can also change your thoughts and also let go of the relationship, right? You're always in charge. You're totally in control. And again, that person is going to have an opinion about what you decide. Other people are going to have opinions. Y'all, I've done so much work this last year about letting people just have their opinions about what I'm choosing, about my choices. Some of them haven't been thrilled with some of my choices. And I'm also, along with a recovering perfectionist, I'm a recovering people pleaser. I think I've finally realized that I can't control other people's emotions. None of us have that power. Sorry. None of us are these unicorns where we have the power to control anyone else's emotions. And we've got to just show up for us and do what's best for us. And they can feel what they want to feel, because they're going to anyway, right? And then what might happen is, like with me, is that, okay, I let somebody else feel something and it's all okay, right? I survived. It's all about doing stuff and kind of realizing that you're gonna survive and you're gonna be okay. So, okay, y'all, good questions. We're right at 6 o'clock. This is perfect because I am going to get off of here and get some dinner and then get back to work on those No BS worksheets. So excited about getting those going. All right. So great questions. Let's keep going with the gift of fat. Let's give ourselves and Corinne as much fat as we can this month. And as we move into the holidays, and let's see what we got going on. Oh, okay. I think they're about to meet. So I think I need to get off of here. So I think our next call is that Corinne will be coaching on Sunday. So watch for that. All right, guys, I'm going to get off of here because I think they're trying to meet and use this same Zoom. So, all right, talk to y'all later. Bye.